This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 30th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with this story from Tom Thompson. The hemp industry has room to grow. As the third nationally legal industrial hemp crop hits the market, it is clear that American producers, consumers, merchants, and processors are engaged at an early stage in a grand and exciting economic experiment to leverage an ages-old commodity into effective, reliable products for technologically advanced markets. According to the November Pan Exchange Hemp Benchmark Analysis and Report, prices continue to languish at bargain basement levels, not only for biomass and CBD-priced refined products, but also to a lesser extent for grain and fiber hemp. But now most, if not all, of the 2020 field crop has been harvested. According to estimates from our friends at Pan Exchange, about two-thirds of the planted acres were dedicated to CBD hemp, 7.5% for fiber hemp, and 16.5% for grain hemp, while the remaining acreage dedicated to seed hemp. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com and see today's newsletter. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Thanksgiving. We are thankful for the holiday, the family, friends, and food. We at JLN are thankful for our readers, subscribers, sponsors, and donors. Thank you all. FIA Asia V is December 1st to 3rd. JLN will be covering this conference this year remotely. If you have some news related to the conference, please reach out to me. You can register for the conference in today's newsletter at johnlothiannews.com. We had four new donors to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Guy Sheets, the CFO of the FIA, donated to our efforts to preserve industry history. We had two anonymous but notable donors and a generous one from Steve Auerbach of the OCC. Auerbach is an executive director of the OCC for Participant Solutions. He is also the former president of SunGard Future Systems, among other career highlights. Thank you to Guy and Steve and our two anonymous donors, and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. You can donate on johnlothiannews.com. Drinking coffee can be beneficial to you. Look in today's newsletter for a link to find out the ways. My dog Indy found the carcass of our Thanksgiving turkey on the kitchen counter and ate the whole thing. I am thankful she is okay after having a couple of days of expunging the bones and more from her system. This is from Tom Thompson. Last week, Yearn Protocol, a set of lending smart contracts, announced that Pickle Protocol, another set of lending smart contracts, was merging into it. Then on Saturday, Yearn Protocol said it was taking over responsibility for developing the Cover Protocol, a DeFi insurance platform whose claims tokens are used to insure yield-seeking deposits on lending platforms. All this is decentralized finance. There appears to be no cash or tokens or property involved in the takeover. Unmentioned by Yearn in its takeover announcement was that Pickle, which started up in August, had been hacked on November 21st for about $19.7 million. Cover, which launched on November 17th, admitted liability for $285,000 of those November 21st losses. Crypto moves fast. This is from Matt Rabel. President-elect Joe Biden has hired an all-female communications team, four of whom are women of color. The communications director of Biden's election campaign, Kate Bedingfield, will serve as communications director for the White House. Democratic spokesman Jen Psaki will serve as Biden's press secretary. This will be the first time in history that the senior White House communications team will be entirely of female employees. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN from the Financial Times. Hong Kong COVID-19 wave traced to socialites' love of cha-cha, rich businesswomen, and Tai Tais caught coronavirus at elite dance clubs. Hong Kong is battling a new coronavirus cluster originating from one of the city's lesser-known elite pastimes, wealthy older women visiting dance clubs for lessons, often with handsome younger instructors. The cluster has fueled a so-called fourth wave in the Asian financial hub, its worst outbreak in months, with 92 cases reported on Friday. The sharp rise in infections has been linked to ballroom dancing venues, including the Starlight Dance Club and Heavenly, the government said. I would have guessed the Roomba or the Mambo, not the Cha-Cha. Here's a story from Bloomberg. My son's school has closed again. Stop this. Shutting classrooms doesn't control COVID-19. The young generation is paying a huge price for the sum of our fears. It was 9 a.m. on a Wednesday when I received a call from my six-year-old's school nurse. He'd come to her office and put himself to bed. The nurse reported no temperature and that he was alert times three. The teacher said that he seemed discombobulated and not his usual self earlier in the morning. When my son, who normally isn't a sleepy kid, stopped napping far sooner than I would have liked, called me after walking in, he said, I was just exhausted. The current generation is paying a steep price during the pandemic. We should try our best to lower that cost. Here's a story from CNN. Tired of being sad, the financial stress of COVID is taking an emotional toll. The holidays often make people more vulnerable to feeling depressed or anxious. But for millions of Americans suffering from a pandemic-induced financial crisis, the risk is much greater this season. Many are at their wits' end, and it doesn't appear that help is on the way. Congress is still at odds over a package that would provide additional economic aid to those who have lost their jobs or are struggling to get by. For many Americans, federal pandemic benefits are set to expire by the end of next month if they haven't already. The holidays can be a very difficult time with social distancing and increasing number of COVID cases and deaths. It is important to try to stay mentally strong and connected to people. Reach out, talk, be healthy. Here's a story from the Financial Times. North Korea executes Forex trader as Kim tightens grip on economy. Supreme leader speeds up centralization of power as COVID and sanctions halt growth. North Korea has executed a currency trader as part of a crackdown on foreign exchange markets, according to South Korea's spy agency, as Supreme leader Kim Jong-un tightens his grip over the economy. My comment, this is not acceptable anywhere, anytime. Here are the top three most read stories from last Wednesday's JLN, our last edition we published. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's account of the impact of Wirecard's collapse. Confidence in German capital markets has been shattered. Second was the trade's NYSE sales head departs for role at HFT Jump Trading, which also made it into the top last week. And third was Business Insider's J.P. Morgan story. A U.S. regulator fined J.P. Morgan Chase $250 million for, quote, deficient, unquote, risk controls. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 193,977,607 pages, viewed with 24,631 pages, with 227,022 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.